What up?
What it do, y'all? Long time no speak, right?
Long time no speak. Or see.
Or see.
Because some of y'all seeing. I feel like this, I should have adjusted this mic. I feel like I'm leaning all over into you.
Me too. I feel like I'm leaning down extra low.
Well, yeah. So how you doing, Shawty?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, girl. You look good.
Ooh, don't be giving me them eyes, yeah, honey. Yeah, girl. Kids is here now. Hey. Come on.
It is called Let's Make Out, Shawty.
Cue the music.
What up?
You just want to do
Music. See, she was excited about that last A.
No, it's been a long time since I've heard the music. You guys, I swear, we were not supposed to be gone.
And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
You never, you know how them song, all them old R&B songs, you want to sing like every part?
Every single part. So like every ad lib.
Every ad lib, every part. You know it took four of them bad boys to do each piece. Oh, but you trying to do all four parts. It's
at
like,
the same time.
It's hilarious.
Oh my goodness, you guys. So we're back.
We back.
Let me tell you, life has just been hectic lately. Honestly, don't you feel like life has been hectic?
I tell you, you know, it's people say that having a second kid is a game changer. And it really is, but I think the biggest, the reason it's been such a, like a game changer for us is like, I don't know, man, just is like scheduling, you know, like just.
I think, yeah, scheduling.
Understanding how to function with a newborn, because Chad is so self-sufficient now.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had to do every little thing for him, you know. But then I think on top of that, also with you working and going back to work, it's difficult to get things scheduled. So our evenings, we want to have as our evenings. We don't normally just have the days to record the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you work from home today, so we're able to get this done. But that's our evenings, right. I feel like we have too many extracurricular activities or something.
Every
evening has something going on.
We really do. It's just about getting to slowing it down. Now, I will say that we've been good about, we are getting better.
We are.
I mean, I say over the last couple of weeks, we have been making strides in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's not about, you know, hitting a home run right off the bat. It's just, you know, try to get to first, try to get to second. We're not, this is not sexual references, y'all.
I mean, you know, but. Take with that what you will.
Yeah. No, but we're trying, you know, we're trying to take one step at a time. And I mean, I think that I would say over the last couple of weeks, I've been proud of us and the progress we have made because we have been getting stuff done.
We have. But I'm going to pause you really quick because welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes.
See, it's been 2 weeks. We done forgot how to even do this.
Yes.
This is the Let's Make Out podcast where we make out all things
love
life, and laughter.
Jinx, Gabrielle.
Oh, okay. You said my name right after. See, I was actually going to participate that time.
Good job, sweetie.
So, thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
If this is your first time listening, thank you. We appreciate it. I am your co-host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe Flowers.
I am Chad, a.k.a. Babe, also known as Babe. I mean, yours just sounded better. Gabe Flowers is so cool.
Oh, my goodness. You could have said C-Rad or C-Raider 12. That's your handle.
C-Rad.
C-Raider 12, if you want to keep
right.
up with him on Instagram.
Instagram.
Twitter. I'm at Gabe Flowers if you want to keep up with me.
That's
if you want to keep up with the podcast, you can find us at Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yep.
And at Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter.
Or you can just head over to GabeBabeTV.com. Again, that's GabeBabeTV.com. You can check out all things us.
Yes.
Even got some merch over there.
Yeah, so, which I'm actually wearing one of ours. It's our most popular shirt, I think, and it's the Be Fearless shirt. A lot of people have asked if it's back.
Yeah.
It never went away. So you can find links to purchase that at GayBabeTV.com.
That's right. And let us know if you would like to see a Let's Make Out shirt back out. Like,
yeah, that was our very first
shirt, y'all.
Shirt design. I feel like we should re-up it.
So I think we're going to...
We could do a classic.
I think we might do a classic, but I think we're going to refresh it.
Yeah.
So what do y'all think about that? Leave us some feedback. Let us know if you are interested in us bringing back the retro and also a new and improved version.
That's right. So
what are we talking about today?
We've been struggling trying to come up with a topic. And I feel like some days we just going to get on here and just ramble.
I'm down for that. But Gabrielle, though, when I tell her, like, let's just talk about this and we can, you know, kind of, she'd be looking at me like,
I'm not a fan of baby suggestions sometimes.
She is hilarious.
But anyway, I don't know. So let's see. We were going to talk about parenting.
Yes.
More specifically, co-parenting. Or not co-parenting.
Definitely not co-parenting.
Co-sleeping. I can't get my thoughts together. Co-sleeping, because that is something we're really dealing with right now. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk about, just keep talking about, you know, our weeks, like what's been going on, what has happened, anything exciting happened in the last, you guys, we reached 300,000 subscribers
goodness.
On our YouTube
Man.
Page.
So shout out to all the peeps that are listening. And if you're not a peep, then go over and hit that subscribe button.
Become a peep.
And become a peep.
Yeah.
Peeps is what we call our subscribers, but they are part of the family.
Yes.
That was really, really, really cool, y'all. It's not about reaching 300,000 is not about money or anything. There's really no significance to, like, you know, like that number.
But I think it's just been a goal.
It's
of
just
ours.
We just, you know, yeah, we started, you know, and when we hit that 100,000 mark, we were super excited about mm-hmm. that. And then just think that we've now, you know,
made it to 300.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And so we're just very thankful.
Yeah,
and
we're definitely thankful. Yeah. It's been a blessing. You know, we had no clue what YouTube was going to be when we started it. So just to know that there are 300,000 people that are even interested in keeping up with us
is amazing.
For whatever reason, I think that it's awesome. Yeah.
So something else that's amazing.
What you about
y'all,
to say?
Like 3,000 or so away, the Gabe Fix will be hitting 100,000 subscribers.
Yes. So, oh my goodness, you guys.
The significance of the Gabe Fix channel. So if you have not subscribed over there, go check it out. That's all things Gabrielle. You know, that's all for things, ladies,
yeah.
Hair, all that good stuff. Babies,
all of that.
Whatever.
Jinx. Chat.
Good job, sweetie. I play along. See, but yeah, so it really everything started with the Gabe Fix.
Yeah.
You know, in essence, it just wasn't named the Gabe Fix yet. Mm-hmm. But everything really started there. And then we branched off and made Gabe Babe TV. And then finally, you know, she was like, okay, we're putting too much videos. So let's just separate them. And so she took a big leap of faith in doing that.
Yeah.
And now she's about to get her silver play button. And I'm just
so
proud of her. And I'm just excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So hopefully we make that this year. We'll keep you posted.
That's right.
And so we've got our Starbucks. You can't see it, but well, if you're watching, you can see it.
I spent some time working there today. So
what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking some Pike Place, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am drinking something new. It is the, let me see if I can get this right, hazelnut, coconut milk, macchiato. Is that right?
That's right. Good job,
no,
sweetie.
Mocha. No, mocha is in there too.
Macchiato.
It's a hazelnut mocha coconut milk macchiato or something to that effect.
Let's see.
What's
inside the cup?
What is the side of the cup
say? Let's see if it says something.
It says tall coconut milk hazel macchiato. Add whip. Oh, you added whip. Thanks,
of course, girl.
Love.
You know I add that whip.
You're so funny.
You know I add that whip, girl. Watch me whip on your coffee. Okay.
So. I can't. I'm done with him. I am officially done.
All right.
You guys, we finally watched the season finale of This Is Us last night.
Man.
It has taken us, 2 weeks to watch that? We are so behind
on all
of our shows.
That is also because we have been spending our evenings, you know,
running around like chickens.
Running around like, yeah, that's that too. But
basically,
but we've been, you know, we're getting better. So we want to make sure that we're not, before we would just sit there and watch TV And we do that every night. You know what I mean? So then we realize, okay, wait, we need to make sure we're maximizing our time.
Yes.
And we talked about scheduling, I think, in a previous podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put that link down in
the
show.
Where we talked about getting things done.
Oh, yeah. So we'll put that link in the show notes if you're on iTunes. But yeah, I think that, you know, we were just focused on with like, let's make sure we watch our show. Mm-hmm. We didn't miss it, right? But
yeah.
I mean, that waste, you know, that can waste 2-3 hours of your time.
It's true.
When you needed to get some other stuff done, or you needed just to hang together, make out, hang with the kids. You know, like,
whatever.
There's so many things that you could be doing. So I think that's why we've been so late.
We have. We've been late. But we finally watched it. It was so good. I love that show. Such a well-written show. I love the... Hopefully you guys have seen it by now. If you haven't, spoiler alert, kind of. They do fast-forwards and just kind of show what's to come. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, fast-forwards are really cool because they've slowly introduced them. They only did it one episode.
Yeah,
and then
I think they just kind of started doing that.
Really cool because it shows how they're going to go in the direction of the show potentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, man, such geniuses, man, when it comes to the writing and the filming on that show.
I think that's the only other show that makes me cry aside from Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy usually makes me cry, like, every episode.
Like, as soon as they, like, start the show, she's bawling. I'm like, sweetheart, they're happy right now.
I can't even laugh because I'm getting over this cold cough situation. But it's such a great show. And the fact that it's been able to sustain...
How many seasons now?
I don't even know. 14?
It's nuts.
I think this is 14 seasons. Like, it's
so
crazy.
Nuts.
And I'm still just as interested as I was as day one. And, yeah, that's really awesome. So... Don't get me just talking about shows. We can talk about shows. That could be a whole episode talking about shows.
I will say,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That I'm getting very sad about Scandal coming to an end.
3 more episodes, I think.
Don't remind me.
We're 4 for us because we're an episode behind.
True. So we'll have something to watch tomorrow because I don't think that there's a new episode tomorrow.
There's not?
I don't think so. But I am getting really sad. Like, that is my show right there.
It's a good,
that is my show.
I mean, Shonda, she kills it, man. I want to see the new show. We taped it for the people.
Mm.
That's executively produced by Shonda as well. So I want to see that.
Is the Fire Station one executive?
I don't know about the
too?
Fire Station
one.
Oh,
okay.
I know that the For the People one is because I looked it up.
Yeah.
Oh. So.
You just do a research one.
Well, I did research because I didn't want to misspeak. I didn't want to say that it was a Shonda show, but it is a Shonda Land show.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if she actually had her hands on it.
Oh, I see.
She actually does, though. She's an executive producer. So,
well, I'm excited for what she's going to do at Netflix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to see what type of shows come out of that deal. But yeah, okay, so let's get into this topic of
parenting and co-sleeping.
I feel like we have different philosophies. We go back and forth on this co-sleeping situation.
We really do, I think.
And to give you a little bit of background, Chad Jr. was one of the best sleeping kids that I have ever known. Like, we got him on a schedule starting at 4 months.
We never had complaints.
We had no complaints. At 4 months, I started this program called the Sleep Sense. And it teaches you how to sleep train and...
And we'll do it with Reagan as well.
We will definitely do it with her. I think that she's not going to be as difficult, though. I mean, like, not as difficult, but Chad Jr., like, so there's a little bit of cry it out. So the first night, he cried for, like, 45 minutes.
And it was grueling.
And it was, I don't know how we made it.
It was grueling.
It was grueling.
It was painful.
Oh, my goodness. And then the next night, probably took him, like, 20 minutes. And then by the third night, 5 minutes, and he was out.
Out.
And from that night on... He was sleeping from like 7 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then he became a toddler, and we switched him to a toddler bed where he could get out of the bed.
And that was another struggle.
And that was kind of where it all started to go downhill.
Because, it did. It was
did.
Like, we didn't expect it. Like, how quickly it took a
turn for the worse.
Turn for the worse. Because... Yes. Because now he can get up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he can open his... At that point, he can open his door, you know, like, unless we lock it. But then if we lock it, then, I mean, are we going to lock it on a 2-year-old?
Right. Like, you know what I mean? His bathroom. Like, well, you know, we're going through potty training and all of that stuff. So it was a situation. And we did really well for a while, just taking him back to his bed and letting him sleep in there. But then we went into a season of travel where we were traveling so much. We were all sleeping in the same hotel room. And it's hard to, like, have a bedtime routine and put him to bed 2 to 3 hours before we go to bed when we're all in the same room.
Yeah.
So then it got even worse. And somewhere along the lines, he has made his home in our bed. And I am not happy about it.
You know, and it's one of those things where it's like, don't get me wrong, she loves just as much as I do cuddling with that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
He is the best cuddler in the entire world.
Yes.
I mean, he's amazing.
But he's also a wild sleeper.
But he's a wild. He's like a ninja when he sleeps. He's like a ninja that's in mid-battle.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So he's like in mid-battle of fighting 100 other ninjas as he's sleeping. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
He likes to sleep across the top.
Across the top.
Our pillows.
He'll be like upside down.
I wake up with feet in my face. Feet in my ribs. I mean, it's just too much.
It's crazy. He's
a very wild.
Now. He's a very wild. So basically, he starts in his bed, like he starts in his bed.
Yes.
But then he'll wake up, and before he would just get in the bed, and we'd wake up and we just let him stay. Mm-hmm. Then when we started putting him back, because we really got to the point where we were putting him back, mm-hmm. then he got so good at being quiet, so he would like ninja it up into the...
Literally, I would not hear a thing.
A thing.
And I would wake up and he would just be there. And I'm like, when did this happen? When did you
And I didn't
in
know
there?
Either. He just was so good at,
oh,
like,
my goodness.
Knowing how to get in the bed without waking us.
Yeah.
He's very athletic. So, like, I've caught him maybe a couple times and where he's, like, he'll come on my side and he'll, like, pop his legs over me completely and not touch me at all. I'm like, dude, you little athletic punk.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, so, what are you doing?
Man,
So this is where we are.
It's where we are, and it's...
And I say that we have a difference in opinion about it, because I believe that Babe would be fine with all of us in the bed all the time. I don't feel like there's as much of a sense of urgency to get him out as there is with me. I'm like, look. You know, Reagan is almost...
she's coming up on 2 months in a few weeks or so.
She's coming up on 3 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's
3 months.
She's coming up on three months.
Wow.
So I'm like, at 4 months, you know, around the 4 month period, we're going to be doing the sleep sense with her. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we really need to hit it hard now to make sure that his place is in his bed so that when baby sister gets to be in her crib, like, you know, we will have our whole bedroom to ourselves again.
To be adults.
Yeah, and I just don't think that you're on the same page, Shawty. I said all that to say, I don't think Babe is on the same page.
Well, thank you for your short story long, sweetie. Thank you for that.
Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's, for all you parents out there.
Help us out.
I don't know, man. I mean, Chad Jr. is my baby. You know what I mean? Like, and Reagan is my baby. Like, it's just, Chad Jr. and I have such a close bond.
They do.
Like, I mean, we are like,
thick
you
as
know,
thieves.
We really are, man. We're two peas in a pod. Mm-hmm. Like, we, I don't know, man. So it's like, I get so, I the way I describe it, you know, I think justify it to myself, is that I get so much energy from... Like, I get so much energy from connection I have with Chad Jr., you know, and, like, just a sense of, like, you know, like, fulfillment, and I get so much energy from you, you know, as my wife, and, like, you know, I get so much, but it's a different energy, different, like,
yeah.
You know, so, like, I get, there are certain things I need from you that you give me, and there's certain things that I need from him that he gives me, and then Reagan is just this whole other blessing that's making my heart even bigger, and it's just like, wow.
Right.
I know, Reg. I'm talking about you, baby girl. She's over here making noise.
She's making noises.
So,
but what does that have to do with him sleeping?
All
with
of, I'm doing a short story long, sweetie, you did.
Okay.
No, but it's yeah. So it's been I at times will be like sweetie, eventually he's gonna stay in his bed.
Okay. There's the point.
Eventually he's gonna stay in his bed. And he's not going to come in our room.
But will he, though?
But he will. He just turned 5 not
How
too long.
How do you know that?
Because I do. I think, I mean, look what's happening now. For, you know, example, over the last month, how much time has he been spending in his room?
He has been spending a lot more time in his room lately.
But before that, he would not spend any time in his room.
That's true.
So now he's up there. He's in his room right now mm-hmm. with the door closed.
Is the door closed?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What I mean,
closing no doors.
What I mean is that he is starting to become
more
independent mm-hmm. and being able to, you know, he entertains himself really well. But now he's at a point where, like, he doesn't, you know, he's not afraid to be in his room. That's his space. You know, he can... And so I think that eventually what's going to happen, and yes, we need to do better. I need to do better. I know that. But he's going to eventually, he will wake up and then just go back to sleep.
See, I don't believe that. I feel like he's going to do what we allow him to do. And as long as we allow him to sleep in our bed, he going to be in this mud till he 8, 9, 10 years old. Like, legit, so. I bet you there are kids out there that still like to sleep with their parents. And I'm okay with that if, you know, you have a bad dream or if you, you know, you really just want to be with
us. Yeah, but like every
us.
Night, though.
But every single night? Nah, bruh. That's why you got your own room.
Bruh.
Like, I don't know. So, what we've been doing here recently, a long time ago, I had babe switch the lock. So that the lock would be on the outside instead of the inside. And I was just too chicken to actually lock the door. I would threaten Chad and be like, I'm going to lock the door. He'd be like, no, I'm going to stay in my bed.
The first time we did it.
And the first few times we did it, it was a disaster. I mean, he was screaming and hollering and banging on a door. And it was just bad. I didn't think we would ever get past that. So we kind of let that go with the lock in the door. And we just made sure that we kept his routine on point. Started him in his bed and he would just still come in our bed. So then I got pregnant and I was like, okay, first of all, I'm not about to be sharing a bed with this kid when I am like humongous and I can't get comfortable and he's kicking and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, babe, we have to get him in his bed. That was supposed to happen before Reagan got here, but it didn't happen.
Well, no, for a while, but no, no.
The way I wanted it to, not completely.
So, but we did get him back into his bed, like starting in his bed.
Yes,
because for a while we got to a point where he was just sleeping with us.
Yeah,
and so now, but then he got, you know, a point where he was back in his bed, and now he's back in his bed starting out, and he has no problem with that. Like he's good with that. He'll sometimes ask, "Can I just sleep with you guys?" No, you're gonna go, you know,
you're gonna go
in your bed, you know. So, and there's been a few times where he has actually slept all through the night in his room.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's
so excited about it too. He's like, I did it. I'm like, I know you did, buddy. You can do this every night.
Yeah. So it's weird because we're trying to figure out why he's waking up.
Yeah. Why?
Like, what is he waking up for? You know, like, because he'll sleep for hours, but why is he waking up?
Right.
So
yeah, we're struggling with that. We're trying to work that out.
Yeah. So
the last few nights, babe has conveniently forgot to lock the door.
The first night I did just forget because I put him back in there and then I forgot. But the second night, I think I just.
You were just like, to heck with this. See, the truth comes out.
I never said that wasn't the case, though.
The truth comes out.
But it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's just the.
So, I don't know. There's no point to this conversation. We're just.
No, there
sharing
is.
Sharing about
we're
it.
We're sharing like, about that, and we just want to see your ideas. Like, what
yeah,
do you...
Yeah, what do you guys think?
What do you do, or what do you think? Like, how do you deal with, you know, if you had a similar situation, what did you do? Like, how did you, you know, figure that out? Or because we don't fight about it. We don't argue about it.
It's not.
We, you know, we laugh at each other like this, you know, because, you know... I know, girl. I know. But, yeah, so it's a... You want to come up here? Come up and say hello. So we're gonna get baby girl to come up here. Yeah, see she's talking.
Hi. You say hi.
You wanna say hello?
You wanna say hi? Speak right here into the mic.
She's like, no, I'm not doing that. I just want you to hold me. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. What are some of your suggestions for co-sleeping? Or trying to break the co-sleeping mode? Sorry, we don't have any tips for anybody who's going through the same thing as we are.
I think we do. Yeah, be firm. Well, I think we do. Sleep Sense covers a lot of that stuff.
The Sleep Sense will definitely help you get it together.
So that's, yeah, that's a step one in getting your child on a good sleep routine. Mm-hmm. Now, when the challenges come in of them wanting to come in your bed, or them actually coming in your bed, then some of that stuff we're still dealing with. Yeah. I think this parenting thing is ever learning. Like, you never stop learning.
You never.
If you think you know it all, then you're lying. You know, because I mean, there's always something to learn. You know, yeah, kids do something new every day, and you're just like,
and they're all different. So it doesn't matter how many kids you have, every child is going to be different. So
absolutely. So we're trying to figure it out, but we'd love to, you know, get the conversation going. If you guys got tips, let's help each other out. Like, you know, we hope to always give you advice when we can, and we love the feedback and the advice that you guys give us as well.
Absolutely.
You know, there's been a lot of things that we've implemented or tried because of the amazing
suggestions
by great moms and dads and parents and, you know, and professionals and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I think that's about it, though.
This is just a little short mini, break us back in, you know.
Yeah, but get us back in. We just gonna, you know, we want to do these at least every couple weeks. You know, every week if we can.
Every couple weeks sounds so.
Every other week.
Every other week. I guess that still is every couple. But when you say every couple weeks, it makes it sound much longer, don't you think, than every other week?
You're so cute.
We're going to do this every couple weeks. It's like, dang. Every other week.
Twice a month.
I know. I think we were a little ambitious with the once a week thing.
We did good while you were pregnant.
Really good while we were pregnant, but it's not been as easy trying to navigate it.
Not been as easy, but we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Please
keep the suggestions coming.
That's right.
Questions coming. Hashtag mm-hmm. Ask Gabe and Babe. Hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make sure you, if you're on iTunes, make sure you rate and review. We appreciate it. And baby girl is sleeping. She just loves being held.
She does.
So we've created a holding baby
and
monster.
I don't mind. I will hold her all day, every day.
See, you're a big softy girl. We have different philosophies. I'm just joking. We don't.
One day I'm not going to be able to hold her like this. I do know that that's going to change. Unlike somebody.
One day I'm not going to be able to sleep with my boy. Bam. Done. We done. I was playing. I'm just joking. But yeah, so thank you so much for listening or watching.
So ridiculous.
If you're watching the YouTube video right now, make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
Do all that good stuff. Share. Let people know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll talk to you later.
Have a good one, guys.
That's right.
Bye.
Deuces.